It's time for Piers Pioneer Sports. Hello, everyone. I'm Rick Grammond. Thanks for joining me on You Are There Sports for more Pioneer Sports activities. Pioneer Sports is brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, RE/MAX Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, Amp Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Piers Fire Department. Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports is also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design and the Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kenko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Piers School District. And now let's head to the action for Piers Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.
Great. Welcome back to Belgrade Root Nell Rosa High School as Piers and BBE just underway as Piers has Jake Andries against the Jaguars' Cannon Swanson in our first match of this duel, 106 pounders. Piers making quick work as expected of Howard Lake, Waverly, Winston. Lakers only send three varsity wrestlers here. Piers won every JV match they wrestled as well. So now Piers and BBE. Piers ranked fifth in Class A. Jaguars ranked 11th. Cannon Swanson, a record of 12-5 for the Jaguars. No points yet here as Jake Andries has Swanson sprawling back down to the bottom edge of the mat. Jake, after the holiday break, comes down to 106 after wrestling 113 prior to Christmas. As now they hook up right in the middle of the Jaguar logo on the mat here at Belgrade. Andries really helping solidify this bottom part of the order by sliding down to 106. Elbow tie now snapped on attempt here by Jake. Jake trying to run around. Crank it over. He reaches back for a leg. 10 seconds remaining in a scoreless first here between Andries and Swanson. Jake still has that front headlock in, but he's not going to score out of it, and we've wrestled a scoreless first period. Swanson will start in the down position here. Sit out try by Swanson. It's Jake Andries, freshman. Forces him forward, reaches for an ankle. Swanson extending that left leg out. Jake now looking underneath for a possible cradle try. Can't find it underneath. Switches back to that ankle. Swanson now trying to maybe get out for an escape here early. Jake, though, controlling the arm. He's got a arm and a leg secured in a cradle. Now he switches into a single. Gave up the arm, and they're out near the edge. And they're out of bounds. No points yet. Minute 17 to go in the second. Jaguars and Pioneers tonight. To his feet quickly, Swanson. Looks like a tilt try coming here for Jake, but Swanson rolls through. Jake still has a potential for a cheap tilt. Got that left arm of Swanson wrapped in underneath. He's got to do is just crank him over, but Swanson sees that coming and bellies down to the mat as Jake working on the right hip. 58 seconds remaining, second period. Looking for our first points yet between Andries and Swanson. Jake again grabs at that ankle. Pioneers host a quad on Thursday night. Eden Valley Watkins is the conference team in town. Osakis is there, as is Rockford. Now Swanson up and standing into Jake. Jake secures that right leg, though, of Cannon Swanson. 28 seconds remain.
There you go.
Swanson up across the back of Andries now. See if he can get out here for an escape late in the period. get the only point. They're scrambling near the edge. Jake trying to maintain control, and now he does. Swanson gets up to his feet, but they're out of bounds with 5.2 seconds left. Can Swanson get up and away for a quick explosive escape here right at the end of the period? Jake, there's a roll, a try. Did they get the point? There it is as the horn sounds. So Swanson does get out for an escape with just about a second left. And he's up now 1-0 going to the third over Jake Andries. Now Andries will be down. He will get to his feet. Swanson will get him back down to the mat. Jake extending that left arm. Swanson wraps his arm around the waist of Jake. Jake reaching back for Swanson's head. Hansen defends that by picking Jake's right ankle, lifting it up, and that takes all the balance and leverage away from Jake. And he goes back down to the mat now to the left hip side, sitting up into Swanson, and they're out of bounds. A late second period escape for Cannon Swanson has the Jaguars ahead 3-0. Mentioned the Pioneers are home for a quad on Thursday. They head to Cass Lake High School to face Black Duck Cass Lake Bina on Friday night. Andries on the start, down 1-0, a minute 23 to go in the third period. Swanson running, driving into the waist of Andries, preventing Jake from getting in behind, and now he got Jake broken down again. So Jake needs to at least get an escape to tie this or reverse to take a lead with about a minute and 3 seconds left. He's to his knees facing into him now. He should get one out of this. Jake, get that head out and get your one. There it is, 1 point for Andries to tie it up. And with 52 seconds left. Now Andries and Swanson locked up. 40 seconds left. Snap down try by Swanson, pulls him forward. Jake on the wrist, both men down to the knee now. 33 seconds left in a 1-1, 106-pound match. Swanson has Andries outside the circle right now. Jake kind of kneeling right on that white ring on the black mat of BBE. 15 seconds left. Will we go overtime? Well, the referee sends them back to the middle for a neutral start with 13 and a half seconds left. Who's going to be aggressive here and try and get a shot? Underway, 7 seconds left, or we'll be going to overtime. Swanson darts in, blocked by Andries, 3 seconds, and we're going to have an overtime match to start the duel. 1-1 going to overtime, Andries and Swanson, 1 minute overtime. First man to score wins this match. A lockup. 10 seconds into the overtime now. Swanson grabs in on the leg of Jake. He's got the right leg up. Jake's got a whizzer out of this. Jake on one leg, his left leg bouncing. Swanson trying to trip him down and get the two, and he will. He's going to get the two and win in overtime. Swanson beats Andries, 3-1 overtime win, and the Jaguars strike first. They're up 3-0 over Piers.
The playoffs have started, and the big game is fast approaching. Make sure that you're ready to entertain this year with a new TV from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Stop in and check out our huge selection of LG Ultra 4K TVs. Their picture is so unbelievable that you'll think that you're watching the game from the sidelines. Plus, we offer delivery and setup, so you don't even have to lift a finger. Throw the ultimate football party this year with a new LG Ultra 4K TV from Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of Little...
Amp Fitness, located on Main Street in Piers, is a 24-hour access health club that has a lot to offer. They have a wide variety of weight machines, steppers, and stationary bikes that can help tone your whole body. Or if you're just looking to walk or run, they have many treadmills and ellipticals. Amp Fitness offers a variety of classes like Zumba, Silver Sneakers, and Ripped. They have memberships available for singles and family with military and senior discounts available. Work out in air-conditioned comfort on your own or take advantage of your own personal trainer. With lockers and showers available on site, call Amp Fitness at 468-7100 or see them online at ampfitnesspiers.com. Amp Fitness, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, we've got 10th-ranked Tyler Bentz out there against Lucas Popp at 113 pounds as the Jaguars get a 3-1 overtime win for Cannon Swanson over Jake Andries to start off this duel. And a takedown for Bentz. He's up 2-0 on Lucas Popp here of Piers. And Bentz has Popp broken down. Now Lucas bumped forward again by Bentz. So Cannon Swanson gets the overtime takedown against Jake Andries to win that match. Bentz looking to cradle here on Popp. He's got a good attempt at it here. And Lucas able to push that arm away and keep that bottom half of the cradle from being secured there for Tyler Bentz. But he went after that aggressively, and Lucas saw it coming. 28 seconds left. Right now, Pioneers battling against BBE on the Jaguars' home mat. Jaguars ranked 11th in Class A. Piers is number 5. 2-0 lead at the end of a period for 10th-ranked Tyler Bentz over Lucas Popp. Bentz defers choice to Popp. Popp looks over to the bench and wants to go down on the mat here. So Popp will start down, and Bentz instructed to get on from the right hip side. And the second period about to start. Jaguars come into tonight with 4 guys ranked in the state as Popp up to his feet on the start. Bentz, though, gets him back down to the mat. We saw BBE up in Frazee before Christmas. They took on Minneota right in front of us there as we were watching. Piers and BBE did not square off in at the Les Kircher duels that day, but Jaguars were pretty impressive. Off the mat they go with a minute 28 to go. Right away, Bentz picks at that ankle, the left ankle of Lucas Popp, and again, he's looking for that cradle. And Lucas pushing away that right hand of Tyler Bentz of BBE. Blue and silver singlet. Pioneers in red. Piers beating Howard Lake Waverly Winstead 82-0 in the first duel. And BBE will wrestle Howard Lake the 3 matches after this. Now Pop's left leg elevated by Bentz, and he trips him back down quickly to the mat. 50 seconds remaining in the second period. Bentz with a first period takedown, and he's been in ride mode here this entire second. Now Popp balled up underneath. It's been all defense underneath so far for Lucas Popp. Popp now standing again. We'll see Reese Kapsner up next for the Pioneers. Everybody but Brandon Tamala, Andrew Tamala, and Lane Gertz received forfeits against Howard Lake Waverly Winstead. The Tamala boys pin. Gertz won 14-1. Those are the only 3 matches wrestled. 4 seconds left, and Bentz is going to ride out Popp this entire period here and lead 2-0 going to the third. And we got blood time for Lucas Popp. So the Jaguars with an early 3-0 lead. Head coach Jack Mueller over to talk with Tyler Bentz. We'll see the Jaguars send out their next ranked wrestler, probably at 138, Adam Yeager. He's ranked 7th at 138. They've got Cody Schrammel ranked. He's their 52-pounder. He's ranked number 10. And then at 195, Ben Thompson is ranked number 10. So blood time is over. The third period now will start with Tyler Bentz leading 2-0 over Lucas Pop. And we're ready to go with the third. Extending that leg quickly, not allowing Pop to get a hold is Bentz. Bentz now stands, trying to free his hands. Pop's got to get him back down to the mat here. Near the edge on about the 3 o'clock side, and Bentz gets out for an escape. 3-0 lead now for Tyler Bentz of BBE. Now they work for hand control, and they're right in the middle. There's a shot in by Bentz. Got in on the leg of Lucas Pop. Pop draped over the back. So this is a kind of a stalemate situation right now for Pop and Bentz. And there's Pop securing a takedown. He got the leg hook. And that makes it a 3-2 lead now for Bentz. So the takedown for Lucas Pop cuts the lead to 1. Just over a minute left here for Lucas Pop and Tyler Bentz. Trying for a cradle here is Lucas. 55 seconds left in the third. Pop searching for something underneath, not there. Bentz now, he's gotten one escape. And that's right now the difference in the match, that escape. Pop, now Bentz up, and he'll get another escape, 4-2. 30 seconds to go. Lucas takes a look at the clock, then shoots in, single, elevate, trying to dump him over. Lucas still trying for that takedown, which would tie it here. Referee not awarding any points yet, though. Bentz is going to get out of bounds on a scramble. 10 seconds left. Lucas will have to hurry now, down to 6 seconds left. Bentz fends him off. 3 seconds left, and it'll be a 4-2 win for Tyler Bentz. And the Jaguars have won the first two weights, and they lead Piers 6-0.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Piers Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Piers Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Who do I play high school softball for? I play for my mom and dad, who've never missed a game. I play for the smell of my leather glove, the sound of infield chatter, and that incredible feel of the ball jumping off my bat. I play for Sacrifice Bunts and Sacrifice Flies because they've taught me what it means to be a teammate.
Whether they're playing for their teammates, their classmates, or their community, high school student athletes in Minnesota learn important lessons they'll use for the rest of their lives, like respect for the rules, time management skills, and the value of hard work and sacrifice.
I play high school softball for my friends who decorate my locker before every big game. That's who I play for. Play for keeps. Play for fun. Play on.
This message presented by the Minnesota State High School League and the Minnesota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
All right, we got Reese Kapsner and Dylan Campson going at it at 120, and it's a quick 4-0 lead here for Reese. A couple of takedowns, and he gave up an optional start escape, so cutting him loose for the escape point for Dylan Campson. Jaguars 6, Pioneers nothing. A couple of two-point wins here in decisions for the Jaguars. Cannon Swanson 3-1 in overtime over Jake Andries. Tyler Bentz ranked 10th, 4-2 over Lucas Pop to start this duel. 4-1 lead now for Reese Kapsner. And now it's 4-2 as, again, Reese will let him go and both men on their feet. Fireman shot by Reese. Secure the takedown to go up 6-2 and right to his back for back points goes Kapsner. Reese will try and tighten this up and tie the match. Now hooks that arm, elevate that head, and this could get pretty tight. No, Kapsner able, still looking to lock it up is Reese. Kapsner chest to chest as Camps and Bridges. Dylan Camps, and oh, he got back to his base. Does give up the three near fall, though. Reese has now built a 9-2 lead on Dylan Campson. 5 seconds left. Sit out try late by Campson, and that'll end the period with a good start for Reese Kapsner. Reese will defer choice here to the second period, and Campson will go down. Quick pick of the ankle by Reese Kapsner. Wings in on that left arm of Dylan Campson of BBE, cranks it over, and he's got him in a tight pinning hold again here. Referee down to take a look as Reese. Crossface in on Dylan Camps, and referee looking. Campson long time on his back here, and there's the fall for Reese Kapsner with a minute 32 to go. And that evens it up 6-6 here after three matches.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Nick Harold, member of the boys' basketball team. We'd like to take this time to thank all of our sponsors, which allows this event to be broadcast. We have quality programs in our high school, and because of the support of our community and businesses, the quality of our programs will continue at a high level of performance and respect. We appreciate your continuing efforts in helping Pierce High School be the best. Congratulations to all the people involved with the award-winning musical, Into the Woods. Also, congratulations to our Excel winners this year, Taryn Becker and Lucas Audi. As winter sports seasons are in full swing, come and check out the action. Get involved in Pierce athletics, music, and activities. Go Pioneers.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Pierce, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Pierce.
Sebastian Warzeka against Mark Jenegas of BBE. 126-pounders. This duel is tied at 6-6 following the fall for Reese Kapsner over Dylan Camps and Jaguars. Won decisions in the first two matches. Cannon Swanson overtime over Jake Andrews 3-1. Tyler Bentz 4-2 over Lucas Pop. There's a good Sebastian Warzeka takedown in on a fireman's, and he will score first. And it comes with 46 seconds left in the opening period. Warzeka now up 2-0 on Mark Jenegas.
There you go.
Now Jenegas up trying to free hands, and Sebastian kind of slips down the waist and almost in a kind of a off-balance scramble. Neither guy with really his footing underneath him, and Jenegas almost landed on his back, but they're out of bounds. 30 seconds left. Warzeka up 2-0 here over Mark Jenegas.
Stand up.
To a knee, now to both feet is Jenegas. Warzeka twirls him back down, and he's got a tilt on for count. He'll get two out of that, and Sebastian moves ahead 4-0 now on Mark Jenegas.
Up, Mark, upside.
Off across the way in front of
get one.
Nathan Poster and Derek Hall over there. They both won their JV matches tonight. Turk in and a cross face, and Sebastian's getting more back points as the horn sounds. So he got a pair of two near fall counts, so a 6-0 lead for Sebastian Warzeka after the period. And Sebastian will choose down here. Pierce and BBE tied at 6. Match 4 out of 14. Warzeka starts down, spinning. Staying with him is Mark Jenegas. Jenegas, a 7th grader. Pretty well put together young man. Now Warzeka up on his feet. They're going to get a clasp call on Jenniga's coming. So this will make it 7-0. Now switches, they tumble, and they'll get the escape. So it should be 9-0, and now the crossface quickly thrown in, and Warzeka has Jenniga's to his back again. He's going to pick up more near fall here is Sebastian Warzeka. 3, and it's 12-0. Now he's got that half in tight. Warzeka will try and pin here. Referee down to look. And there's the fall with 1:05 to go for Warzeka in the second period. So Warzeka matches Reese Kapsner's fall with one of his own, and the Pioneers go up now 12-6 over BBE.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Piers should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers! Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Piers Pioneers the best of luck.
All right, while we're away, Brandon Tamala receives a forfeit at 132. So Piers now leading BBE 18-6. And we've got a dandy here, Brandon Ortman, Adam Yeager going at it. Yeager ranked 7th at 138 in Class A. As Brandon Ortman locks him up, tries to shuck him forward. Piers and BBE here. And they're out of bounds. And a restart coming. Yeager ranked number 7. 17-2 record for Yeager. No points yet, as both guys, I think, are going to feel each other out a little bit. It's been all on their feet so far, about 1:05 gone by. Now they're down to a knee and quickly back up. Looking a little bit taller. There's Yeager in on a good single leg, but not able to finish as they're tumbling out of bounds as Brandon countered that by getting in across the back. 35 seconds left. Yeager and Ortman here. Little sucker drag try by Brandon Ortman. Brandon is ranked number 2 at 132 pounds. Yeager 7th at 138. We've seen one of the Jaguar-ranked wrestlers, as that was Tyler Bentz, ranked 10th at 113, pick up a 4-2 win over Lucas Pop. In again on a single, but countered well by Ortman, and we're scoreless after a period. 0-0, Ortman, Yeager. Osakis will be at Piers Thursday for part of that quad, and we could have a Brandon Ortman, Brandon Coyer matchup. That would be 2-3 in the state at 132. Coyer from Osakis. And there's an escape for Yeager, able to get up and away, and he'll score first here and go up 1-0 on Brandon Ortman. Now Ortman trying to throw from his feet. Ortman can't finish, so is Yeager able to get away. Eluded The escape throw try, the throw try by Brandon Ortman. 1.5 minutes to go, second period. 1-0 on the Jaeger escape. Locked up, each man grabbing a wrist back of the head of his opponent. 1:15 left. And out of bounds again. A second period escape for Adam Jaeger. And the referee blows the whistle. There's a shot in. Good block by Jaeger. Now Ortman trying to sneak in behind, trying to throw here. There's a scramble. Nobody got anything out of it, though. Good defense. Good flurry there, a scramble near the edge between Jaeger and Ortman results in no points. Had little action there, the best of the match so far here. Now Jaeger, can he secure the two on the takedown? He kept his toes in and got it. 3-0 now for Jaeger. 48 seconds left, second period. And he got a caution. I believe caution called against Ortman. Ortman will slip out. He should get one out of this, and he does, the escape. And now Jaeger elevates, lift him, and took him down for two. No near fall, though, but a good solid takedown there by Jaeger. And he's up 5-1 now with about 25 seconds left. And they stop the action for potentially dangerous. So the action heating up here at Belgrade. And Ortman finds themselves down 5-1 to Adam Jaeger. And Ortman now will roll, and he should get one out of this. Nothing yet, though. Now there's the escape, 5-2. With 10 seconds left in the period. Period two, fireman's throw coming here by Jaeger. Countering, though, is Ortman, and still 3 seconds, 2 seconds, and no points as the horn sounds. Good activity here in this one between Ortman and Jaeger, the crowd appreciating it. And we go to the third with Jaeger leading Ortman 5-2. Brandon will start in the down spot here. And now we're underway. Brandon sits, looking to free Jaeger's hand. Down 5-2 is Ortman to Adam Jaeger. Jaeger gives up a quick switch, as now it's Ortman with Jaeger holding the leg to prevent the reversal. Brandon trying to reach back, can't get to the back leg there of Jaeger. Jaeger still hugging the right leg of Ortman to prevent the reverse. Brandon trying to stretch out and get those hands free. We get a stalemate. So Jaeger able to fend off the Ortman reversal and maintain his 3-point lead with a minute 17 to go. Roll coming here by Ortman. Couldn't get through. Blocked there by Jaeger. 1:08 to go. Jaeger active on top, jumping side to side. Neither guy's been called for stalling here, and we're under a minute left in the third period. 5-2 Jaeger over Ortman. Ortman again tries to roll through, trying to go Gramby, but Ortman with a half in. And Brandon now to a right hip, seated, 40 seconds. Ortman still switching around, scrambling now. No points yet as Ortman has the hip sprawled back. Jaeger trying to maintain the contact just enough to prevent an escape here. 23 seconds left. Jaeger just holding on here. Milking the clock with 14 seconds left. And we get a stalemate with 10. And now Brandon's going to have to make something happen in a hurry as Mark Jensen up and questioning a call. 10 seconds. Referee lets Brandon Ortman get set. Now Jaeger climbs on board. Brandon quickly stands, tries to throw from there. He's got to throw those hips over, but Jaeger's going to hold off and defeat Brandon Ortman. A 5-3 win for Jaeger over Ortman makes it 18-9 Pioneers.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today. In the Piers area, call 468-6177, or in the Foley area, contact them at 968-6217.
You be aggressive!
Andrew Tamala against Isaiah Gilbert is the next match. Pioneers lead the Jaguars 18-9. Despite the fact the Jaguars have won three of the five matches actually wrestled. Pioneers have two pins and a forfeit so far. Three decisions for the Jaguars. Front headlock here by Gilbert. Gilbert will get two on a takedown. So Gilbert. And now an escape. Tamala will get away. Didn't look like a really serious effort for Gilbert to keep Andrew down on the mat. Andrew, in his first night of action of the year, he missed all of the pre-Christmas season with a back injury, and he went 3-0 at Little Falls Friday night, winning two and receiving a forfeit. Did not give up a point, so that's the first points he's given up this year. On a takedown to Isaiah Gilbert of BBE, who enters tonight 13-7.
Do your thing.
Piers leading this duel 18-9 over the Jaguars. Locked up. Final 25 seconds here of the period. Here's Gilbert driving in but out of bounds. 145-pound match here between Piers and Belgrade Brutinel Rosa. Next one, we should have Cody Schrammel out there for the Jaguars. He's a 10th-ranked 152-pounder. Against possibly Jalen Jansen. Final 5 seconds of the period. And this one's going to go to the second with Gilbert leading Tamala 2-1. 2-1 lead for BBE's Isaiah Gilbert. Physically pretty similar builds. As Gilbert will start down and Tamala gets on board. Stand-up try by Gilbert. Andrew picks that left ankle, chops at the elbow, drives Gilbert forward onto his left shoulder, trying to get a half in. Gilbert pulls that arm underneath. Tamala driving him forward. 15 seconds into the second period. Tamala still riding here. Gilbert tries to switch. Blocked by Tamala. Andrew trying to pull that left wrist back and get a wing in here on Gilbert. Gilbert sucking that hand underneath his chest. Gilbert now freezes hands, extends him out front. Minute 20 to go in the second period. 2-1 lead for Isaiah Gilbert over Andrew Tamala.
Take your time.
Andrew wrestled one of the three matches against Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, earned a fall. Driving Gilbert forward, still working on that half. Gilbert able to almost get away, but legs out and no escape given, and we'll go back to the middle with 59 seconds remaining.
Isaiah, you gotta fly like you used to. Let's go.
2-1 lead, Gilbert over Tamala here. Midway through, period two. Gilbert again tried to explode up, but Andrew able to prevent that. Now Gilbert broken down in front of looking into the Piers bench area. 43 seconds left. trying to pick that hand underneath is Andrew Tamala. Tamala. 28 seconds left. There's a cheap tilt coming by Tamala, but Gilbert able to roll through. No points on the tilt try by Tamala. Down to 17 seconds left here in period two for Tamala and Gilbert. Again, Andrew wrenching at that wrist. Gilbert has it planted right underneath his chest. Now extends the left arm out. 5 seconds to go. And Tamala's not going to be able to score here as the period will end with Gilbert still leading Tamala 2-1 after two.
Is there a stick on him?
Gilbert will be riding here as Tamala goes down here to begin the final 2 minutes here. And Gilbert looks like he does. I thought he was motioning to the ref that he wanted to cut him loose, but breaks him right down. So third period underway. Tamala down 2-1 to Isaiah Gilbert. Left hip side. He's got Andrew belly to the mat. Now Andrew crawling to a knee, to two knees. Now to one knee and up, almost up, but forced back down there by Gilbert. Gilbert, leg secured. Andrew balled up now, again standing, one knee down, 1 foot on the mat, now on his feet, and Gilbert will crank him back down. Minute 20 to go. Andrew certainly trying underneath to get up and away here, which would tie the match on an escape. Gilbert getting a little high on Tamala and in on the left leg of Andrew. Andrew bridging up, extending his right leg out. 1 minute left. 2-1 lead, Gilbert over Tamala. Andrew got up momentarily, but Gilbert again sinks him back in, and now Tamala will slip away, and he'll get two. He reversed him. So Tamala takes a 3-2 lead on Isaiah Gilbert with on a reversal with about 45 seconds left. 3-2, and now Gilbert needs an escape to tie. Gilbert trying to sit into Tamala. Tamala driving in, 25 seconds left. BBE crowd exhorting Gilbert on. Tamala holding the leg of Gilbert, preventing any reversal or escape. 12 seconds left. Tamala still cranking in. There's the reversal. They gave it to Gilbert, 4-3. And he came with about 6 seconds left, and that'll win the match. Gilbert gets a late reversal to defeat Andrew Tamala. And it's 18-12 in favor of Piers.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers over the past 10 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Jalen Jansen against 10th-ranked Colby Schrammel at 152 pounds, and Schrammel just picked up a takedown to score first, 2-0, with a minute 15 to go in the first period. Pioneers lead the Jaguars 18-12. Jansen trying to roll through. Schrammel ranked 10th at 152. Record of 17-4.
Wear him out, Colby. Wear him out.
Jaguars have won four matches, all close decisions. 3-1 overtime at 106, 4-2 at 113, 5-3 at 138, and 4-3 at 145. Pioneers have pins at 120, 126, and a forfeit at 132. Schrammel with a 2-0 lead, 35 seconds remaining. Here, opening period for Jansen and Schrammel.
Go, go!
Right now, the takedown by Schrammel holding up. 20 seconds left here for Jansen underneath Schrammel here. Jansen sitting back, leaning back into Schrammel. And he takes him to his back, and Jalen's got Schrammel on his back. Jalen has Schrammel on his back for a reversal and near fall, and they're out of bounds. A four-point move by Jalen Jansen turns it into a 4-2 lead with 1.4 seconds left, and that's the explosiveness of Jalen Jansen. And one quick restart, and the horn will sound. So Jansen leading Schrammel 4-2 after a period. I think Jalen has some blood time coming here, and he'll head over to the corner. So the Pioneers will, after tonight, they will head back home for a rare home duel this meet. Actually, it's a home quad as Osakis, Rockford, and Eden Valley Watkins will be in town on Thursday. Friday, they head way up north to Cass Lake High School to face Black Duck Cass Lake Bena. Quick blood time is cut, and now Jansen and Schrammel are ready to go again. A four-point move in the latter stages of the first period has Jalen Jansen leading 10th-ranked Colby Schrammel 4-2, and Jansen starts down, immediately sits and rolls to his right side. Schrammel gets that left arm of Jalen wrapped up underneath Jalen's waist. Schrammel threading that arm through underneath. 15 seconds into the second period now for Jansen and Schrammel. Now Jalen frees that arm. He's able to stand momentarily. And they are out of bounds. No escape, though, for Jansen as Schrammel maintained control. And we've got a minute 36 remaining in the second period. Pioneer boys basketball team getting underway in about 15 minutes at home against the much-improved Holdingford squad tonight. Schrammel attacking the waist here of Jalen Jansen. Jansen sprawling forward up near the outer edges of the map. Minute 20 left. Tilt try here by Schrammel, and he's got to get some points. He got two out of that to tie it up. They haven't been awarded yet, but the referee's got the fingers out. So a little quick tilt there by Schrammel has now tied it up. 4-4 with a minute 7 to go in the second. And he tried that jump Turk, and they go out of bounds. 4-4 now between Jansen and Schrammel. Colton Eichens up next for the Pioneers. Jansen standing, broken back down by Schrammel. Right now, Jalen to a knee, two knees. Schrammel trying to get that leg split there and get that leg thrown in so he can go to work on the upper half of his step through Turk move. 40 seconds remaining in the second period in a 4-4 match. There's that tilt again. Got a one count. No points, though. Jalen for a one count, but then rolled through. So no points for Schrammel, and then they go out of bounds with 33 seconds left. Second period, 4-4, Schrammel and Jansen. Whistle and start. Jalen almost got tilted there by Schrammel, who drove him forward. Jalen, who banged up his shoulder against Little Falls, may have just banged it again. The way he landed on that right shoulder, and I can just see Jalen's expression. He did not wrestle against Little Falls. He hurt his shoulder against Aiken Friday night in the second duel of the three. And the horn sounds, end of two, 4-4 between Schrammel and Jansen. Well, he's not flexing that shoulder, though, so I might have misread that, but it certainly looked like he landed awkwardly on that right shoulder. Schrammel will start down here to begin the third. Tries to stand up. Jalen drives that ankle forward. Goes in on a half. Schrammel sits, turns, up on his feet. Jalen back to the mat. 4-4, and Schrammel's trying to scramble into Jalen now. Turns in to face him. Jalen holding onto a leg. Elevating the hips is Schrammel. 1:35 to go. Trying to elevate Jalen now and dump him up and over. And the referee stops it for potentially dangerous. Stop for dangerous. With 1:28 to go. And we get a caution on Schrammel. No, the caution on Jansen. 4-4, 1:28 to go in the third. Now a clean start. Jalen picks the ankle. Schrammel sits, gets to a knee. A lot of close matches so far, and they've all gone in favor of the Jaguars. Every close decision has gone to BBE. Schrammel up, and Jansen brings him back down to the mat. Riding now on the left hip side. 1 minute left in the third. 4-4, Schrammel and Jansen.
Come on, Colby!
Jansen had a reversal and right to two near fall points for his four. Schrammel tilted Jalen for a two near fall to tie it at 4-4 in the second. 42 seconds left. Jalen's getting a little high on the back of Schrammel. Schrammel trying to come out the back door. Jalen wraps up that right shoulder. Scramble. If Schrammel gets the head out, he's going to score two on a reverse. He did. 6-4 lead now for Colby Schrammel, and that came with 25 seconds left in the match. Schrammel now will try and tilt. Jansen switches. Jansen will get, should, no escape. No escape as they're out of bounds with 12.7 seconds remaining. And the start, Jalen tried to roll. Schrammel blocks it. 5 seconds left, and Schrammel will now be in control to ride this out, and another close win for the Jaguars. 18-15, Piers leading BBE on You Are Their Sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central, reminding you that I can handle all of your real estate needs, whether it be residential property, commercial property, lakeshore property, or hunting land. Whether you're buying or selling, I will get the job done for you. Give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771 or check out my website at www.davefisher.com. Let me work for you 24/7, 365.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer. Kenco Drywall in Piers says good luck to the Piers Pioneers. Kenco Drywall has over 28 years of experience, and they specialize in commercial framing, hanging, and taping. Working throughout the upper Midwest, Kenco Drywall works with hospitals, schools, office buildings, churches, and more. Call them today at 320-980-1789 to get started with a free estimate. Kenco Drywall in Piers says, go Pioneers!
Pioneers send out Logan Lease after Colton Eichens is awarded a forfeit win, so I hope Colton enjoyed his bus ride here. He gets two forfeits tonight. And the Pioneers now lead the Jaguars 24-15 with Lease getting a takedown here on the Jaguars' Trevor Kern at 170. Now a tilt for Lease. Kern 8-15 on the year, but Kern able to roll through the cheap tilt try. Lease up 2-0. We've wrestled about a minute, 10 seconds. Logan's got a half in here. Kern able to belly out here. Free that shoulder. Now working on the left end. Now cradle attempt coming here. If Lease can find it, he can't. 37 seconds left. Kern down on the mat. Cradle still coming here. Possibility for Logan Lease. 25 seconds left for Lease and Kern at 170.
Stand up, Jonah.
And one knee out is Kern. 10 seconds left. Logan trying to pull him back in, but they go out of bounds. 2-0 for Logan Lease here over Trevor Kern of BBE. And the final whistle here to start this period. Wing in and Kern will roll and the horn sounds. Lease will lead 2-0 after a period over BBE's Trevor Kern. Kern's choice, he defers to Lease and Lease chooses down. And the start and quick set out and that's an escape at least here for Logan Lease. He's got the elbow tie up now. 15 seconds left. The escape hasn't been given yet, but it's coming. Logan now switching it into a possible reversal here as now it's Kern hugging onto the leg of Lease. Lease now gets the two. Reversal for Logan Lease makes it 4-0 in favor of Logan. And now he will go to work and try and turn Trevor Kern of BBE. Kern crawls near the edge of the mat, helped out by Logan Lease. One knee, both shoulders, and now everything's out. 1:10 to go, period two. 4-0 lead for Logan Lease over Trevor Kern.
Stand up, Kern.
Lease grabbing the wrist, forcing Kern back to the mat. He's got him all broken down. Now cross face in for Lease. He'll try and crank this over. A lot of time left. 45 seconds. Kind of gives up on that move as now still that half Nelson in for Logan Lease. 33 seconds left for Logan. Pulls that left wrist in again. Kern underneath. Logan looking for something to work here with 18 seconds left. Pioneers leading the Jaguars 24-15. Wrestling at 170.
Come on, Trevor.
182 coming up. Lane Gertz. And there's the period. At the end of two, it's 4-0 for Logan Lease.
All right, Trevor, let's go.
They're going to go on their feet. So third period underway here for Trevor Kern of BBE. Logan Lease appears. Logan picks the ankle, drives forward, got two. 6-0 now for Logan Lease. Good ankle pick there by Logan. And he's back into that familiar riding spot, which he spent most of the second period in.
Control his wrist. Get out of there, Trevor. Control his wrist.
Here's the jump Turk try coming. Can't get the leg. Did get the leg in. He's got to reach up now. Finish the other half of the move. He's now reaching up. Trevor Kern trying to fend off that cross face in as crawling up the body now, Logan Lease. He's got the legs in. Now here comes the cross face. Crank it over for Logan Lease, but Kern right now got his chest back to the mat. 105 to go, third period. 6-0 lead for Logan Lease of Piers. And now Logan frees the leg underneath momentarily. Wrist control. Kern, his left leg extended out. Final 40 seconds left in this match between Lease and Kern. Logan riding on the right hip. He's got that ankle hooked of Kern. Breaks him back down. 28 seconds left. Belly to the mat is Trevor Kern. Jaguars have forfeited two weights tonight. Brandon Tamal at 132, Colt Nations at 160. They've won five matches tonight, all two decisions, all 2 or 1 point decisions, I should say, including an overtimer to start it with Cannon Swanson over Jake Andrews 3-1. And there's the horn to end this one, a 6-0 win for Logan Lease over Trevor Kern. Pierce up now, 27-15.
Horizon Health is proud of the compassion and support our volunteers and employees provide to our Morrison County friends and neighbors every day. From simple chore services to home care services to independent senior housing to assisted living, Horizon Health is here to help you remain living in your community with the comfort, care, and independence you want and deserve. Call us at 800-224-6451 for more information on all our programs and services.
Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers is a proud supporter of the Piers Pioneers. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel is your excavating contractor, and they also do sewer and water, basements, build material, wash sand, black dirt, and gravel. Call them today to get started. Their number is 468-2626. That's 468-2626. Sarah Backhoe and Gravel in Piers, supporting the Piers Pioneers.
All right, Lane Gertz going to work on Jonah Voss here, and Gertz with a quick takedown and back points. He's going to be up 5-0. We've wrestled about 45 seconds. He's got 3 near fall points still to come here as he attacked Voss right off the whistle. Wing in, cranking it over. Lane Gertz up at 182 tonight. And now they stop it for potentially dangerous. 5-0 now with a minute to go. First period. Lane is currently ranked 9th at 170. Buries his head right into that left tricep of Jonah Voss of the Jaguars. Voss comes in 9-13 tonight. Pioneers shut out Howard Lake Waverly Winstead 82-0 in the first duel tonight. Only 3 actual matches were wrestled there. Lane was one of them, a 14-1 win. The other two were pins for Brandon and Andrew Tamala. Tilt here for Gertz is going to get another count, and he's going to add to his lead here in the closing seconds of the opening period. And he's going to add 3 near fall as now rolling back to his belly is Voss, and it's 8-0 with 3 seconds left in the first. And that's the way that period ends. Gertz up 8-0 on Jonah Voss of BBE, and Gertz defers choice to Voss. Voss looks over to the bench and gets instructions to choose down. Matt Kummet on deck. Could have Matt Kummet and Ben Thompson, a good match coming up. Elevating is Gertz, throws the legs in right to the cross face. See if he can crank it over enough. That took 10 seconds to get Voss into this situation. Lane now crawling up that side. He's got that leg hooked with his own and cranks over the cross face, and the referee signals no, not yet. Voss must be pretty limber down there to avoid having the shoulders exposed. Now, no, got a 1 count, a couple of 1 counts. Now he's going to score. He's got a 2 so far. 1:15 to go as Lane improving his position here. Still cranking on that cross face, crawling a little bit higher up the chest. Referee's down and looking as Gertz still cranking over on Jonah Voss. 52 seconds left here. Pioneers leading BBE 27-15. Three near fall there, 11-0 now, 38 seconds left. And Lake can go to work, if not pick up another near fall situation, a possible pin. He's got 28 seconds left in the second. There's the cross face in. Referee takes a knee to begin his count. Lane extending his left arm well outside the circle to give him all that leverage and base. And now he's going to get another three here and go up 14-0 once these near fall are awarded. Now he's got a half in, and they're going to go out of bounds. So it's 14-0 with 2.5 seconds left for Lane Gertz. One more restart coming. Lane won his first match tonight 14-1. And we'll go to the third period. 14-0 for Lane Gertz after two, leading Jonah Voss of BBE. Lane chooses down. So if he escapes, it's over on a tech fall here. There's the whistle, roll by Lane, and almost locked up a Granby, spins away, gets the escape, and there's your tech fall 15-0 win for Lane Gertz. And the lead increases now 32-15 in favor of the Pioneers with Matt Kummet on deck.
Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company should be your first and last stop when you're searching for auctioneering services. With over 50 years of experience, Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company makes your satisfaction their number one priority. If it's farm, livestock, household, or real estate, you can trust Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company for honesty, integrity, knowledge, and experience. See their website for upcoming auctions or to find out more at MidwestAuctions.com or call Joe at 584-5297 or 248-3590. The Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company says, go Pioneers!
Matt Kummet against Ben Thompson. Our next match, this is at 195 now. Thompson ranked number 10 at 195. 15-2. Matt was ranked earlier. He's not currently. No points yet. Kummet spinning away. Pioneers without their one of their top guns tonight, Brett Kapsner, ranked fourth at 182. He's out of the lineup with a bad back right now, so hopefully Brett will recover in time. He's here tonight, but watching. They wrestled Lane Gertz at 182 as they bump up here. We'll have Teddy Daler and then David Skiba still to come for the Pioneers, who lead the Jaguars 32-15. Here's Matt in on a single on Thompson, trying to elevate, but Thompson able to free that leg and get back down on the mat. Thompson and Kummet. Who's going to score first here? Kummet. Grabbed an elbow, couldn't do anything with it. Now, again, in on that left elbow of Ben Thompson, trying to pull him forward. Thompson reaching up behind Matt's head. These guys bent over at the waist, now sagging down almost elbows to the floor from their feet. Matt took a swipe at the ankle, didn't get it. Now Thompson pawing at the head, and the horn ends the period. No points after one between Matt Kummet and Ben Thompson of BBE. Pioneers lead the Jaguars 32-15. And Thompson will start in the down position. Matt riding. Thompson standing now, looking to free his hands, pushing down on the hands. Kummet sinks down to the leg, elevates that up, and they twirl out of bounds. Good action here between Comet and Ben Thompson of BBE. And here comes Comet again, driving Thompson forward. Minute 35 to go. Thompson will get away and escape. Got to his feet, freed the hand. So Thompson up 1-0 now on Matt Comet. On their feet, pushing away. Minute 17 to go. Pioneers 32, Jaguars 15. Thompson in on the leg. He lifts Matt's left leg up. Matt now going to have to defend, and Thompson drives forward. Didn't get the takedown yet. Again, the left leg up for Comet, trying to trip is Thompson. Now Comet able to spin and get away. Good effort there by Matt Comet. Avoided the takedown. One zip, still the score, 52 seconds left. Now Matt, Russian elbow. Comet and Thompson. Good match here. 1-0 on a Thompson escape. 35 seconds left in the second period. Next action on You Are There Sports will be Thursday night. We'll have girls hoops down in Eden Valley Watkins. Out of bounds, 27 seconds left. Again, Matt looking for that left elbow or right elbow of his opponent, Ben Thompson. 10th ranked, one of four ranked wrestlers. Tyler Bentz, Cody Schrammel, Ben Thompson, all ranked. Here's Matt in on a single. 2 seconds left. Now switches to a double, but he's going to run out of time. Kind of slapped his hands in a little bit of frustration. He ran out of time there. He had it working. Comet will choose down here. 1-0 lead for Ben Thompson going to the third. And there's the whistle to start. See if Matt can reverse him here or escape to tie or take a lead. Thompson grabbing the right ankle, lifting it up. Now reaches back for the left ankle, gives that up. Matt reaching back underneath. He's looking for that back leg of Thompson. Can't find it. 1:35 to go. Thompson now. Nope. Matt almost able to sit out there. Thompson no controlling from on top. Got Matt's left wrist controlled. Now Matt frees that, gets to his belly, sucks those arms in. 1:15 to go, a 1-0 lead for Ben Thompson. Thompson has Matt on his left hip side. Now Matt trying to bridge. Matt rolls to his left again. 1 minute to go in the third.
There you go.
Running a half around here, and Thompson can't finish. Matt, again, kind of craning those shoulders over, not giving Thompson much of an angle. Thompson reaching underneath, maybe thinking about a cradle now. 40 seconds to go. 1-0 lead for Ben Thompson of BBE. Grabbing the ankle, driving him forward. 27 seconds left. Matt standing, trying to free hands, elevated and brought back down to the mat by Thompson. 17 seconds left. Matt needs to make something happen here late. 10 to go. One more chance here for Matt. Thompson, though, in a good, strong riding position on top, and he will ride this out to a 1-0 win. Now in favor of the Pioneers over the Jaguars.
Hey, Pioneer fans. Are you looking for a great gift idea? Hi, this is Brenda from The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. We have Pioneer wear for athletes, students, and parents. From infant to adult sizes, we have it all. Our selection changes often. For a great gift idea, we are also able to personalize your garments. And don't forget that we are known for our custom screen printing and embroidery for work, business, athletic teams, or just for fun. Keep us in mind for those milestone birthdays and other social events at The Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design.
Teddy Daler against Leo Zimmer is our 220-pound match.
Come on, Leo.
Pioneers now lead the Jaguars 32-18. Teddy ranked 7th at 220, undefeated on the year.
Keep moving the feet.
Leo Zimmer, 0-9. He's on the other end of the win-loss spectrum. He gives up a takedown here to Teddy.
Don't roll, Leo. Get up.
And now Daler will go to work and try and finish this one off. Still about a minute 15 to go here in the period. Cradle coming from Daler to Zimmer. He's going to get this tight. Teddy with the pin with 108 to go. Daler with the fall. And that gives Piers the 38-18 win, and it'll bring up David Skiba coming up next.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schulmer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual insurance agent, Howie Schulmer, at 468-2525.
Our final match, David Skiba against Joe Reller. Heavyweights, 285. Piers, 38. BBE, 18. Teddy Daler with a fall over Leo Zimmer most recently as David shot in and deep on a double, but out of bounds. Now he pulls Reller, his opponent, Joe Reller, back towards the middle. A double underhook there by David. David, a true heavyweight, and Reller listed as their 220-pounder. So a decided size advantage here for David Skiba. Scoreless here, 110 to go in the first. David showed vast improvement Friday night at the Little Falls Quad, winning two by pin, his first two wins in his first year of wrestling for David. Reller in on the waist and out of bounds. 54 seconds left. Piers 38, BBE 18. David showed a really good headlock throw against both Berthy Hewitt, Verndale, and Aiken to win two matches on Friday night. That might be developing into David's go-to move here. He's got Reller underhooked now right in front of us down at the bottom part of the mat. Pulls him forward. 22 seconds left in the first. Reller's not going to overpower David here. It's going to be technique, if anything. 12 seconds left. David reaches for a leg, can't get to it. David now, there's a throw by Reller. David ends up on his back. Now David's in trouble. David rolling to his left, and he'll get out of the period. But Reller with a throw. Picked up two near fall, and it's 4-0. And you can hear, obviously, the Jaguar fans, they know their kid. They hasn't won a match yet. And he's up 4-0 and chooses to go on his feet with Skiba. So the second period now. Four nothing lead for BBE's Joe Reller. Now David throws that headlock throw. Two and near fall coming for Skiba. Referee down to signal he got a two count out of that. 1.5 minutes left as he leans back now on Reller. He's got that headlock in. He got the three count, so he's going to go up 5-4. He's just leaning back, his back to the chest, and now a roll through, and Reller reversed him. A reversal, and it's 5-4. Excuse me, 6-4 for Reller. 1:10 to go. Now he's trying to turn David. David underneath. Skiba got the headlock throw and the three near fall, but Reller then executed a nice roll underneath and ended up reversing David. And it's now a 6-4 lead for Joe Reller. He's cranking it around. David able to withstand that. There's 40 seconds left in the second period. David now underneath, trying to free hands. His left hand controlled by Reller. David now almost got turned again, but able to square himself. 22 seconds left. Reller now just riding off to the side. 10 to go. Entertaining heavyweight first two periods here between Skiba and Reller. And there's the horn. 6-4 for Reller after two. Skiba's gonna get blood time here. No, it's not blood time. He needs the inhaler. So David, again, who's battled asthma, gets the inhaler. And the Pioneers, David Skiba, talking with Mark Jensen. Boy, David got that headlock throw that we were talking about that he's kind of developed as his go-to move, but just not experienced enough, and Reller able to roll through and reverse David. And this is about David's fourth or fifth career match ever. After spending all his years prior to this on the basketball court. Teddy Daler said that if we win the Prep Bowl, you're coming out for wrestling, right, big fella? Well, yep, he agreed to that, and here they are wrestling. Skiba now ready to go again. David says, let's go on our feet. Referee says, well, it's not your choice. So now Reller will put David down on the mat. 2 minutes on the clock, and we're underway. The final 2 minutes of the night here. David stands, tries to free hands now. Spins, turns into him. Reller lifts the leg. David sinks down on top of him, and Skiba might be coming around to reverse him. Two, there's a reverse, and we're tied at 6 with 1:39 to go. Skiba and Reller tied at 6. Whistle starts the men again, closing in on 1.5 to go in the match. David trying to... tell David's thinking about a possible cradle here, but Reller able to stretch enough, prevent David. David now underneath, pulls that left wrist of Reller up to his belly. 1:15 to go. 6-6 score. Go. David grabs that ankle, drives forward, and it forces Reller to hit the mat belly first. With 1 minute to go, David trying to power Reller forward. See if he can crank him with 53 seconds left. Reller underneath. We've not had a stall warning all match, the entire match, of any of the matches. Reller now standing. David momentarily almost gave up an escape. Now Reller's up. Reller near the edge, David, and they're out of bounds with 30 seconds left. 30 seconds. 6-6, Skiba and Reller. David Skiba And the start, Reller. Balled up, slipped away. Reller should get one, he does. 20 seconds left. Now David needs a throw. Can he get that headlock throw in? 7-6 Reller. David underhooked. 10 seconds left. Reller trying for his first win of the year. Here's a late throw try by Skiba, but he won't get it. He gives up a takedown at the end, and Reller will win 9-6. And the final score, Piers 38, Belgrade Brutinel Rosa 21.
Are you or someone you know in need of a little extra help? Have you thought about inquiring about home care or maybe even hospice, but you're just not sure where to start? Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice is a Medicare certified agency willing and ready to serve you. Asking for help is never easy. It's a big decision and there are lots of options. Take the time to find the home care or hospice agency that is right for you. After all, it is your choice. For more information about Horizon Health Home Care and Hospice, please call 320-468-6445.
Hi, this is Brenda from the Clothesline in Piers. Are you looking for a unique gift for an upcoming wedding or shower? Are you welcoming a new baby into your family? Maybe you need help selecting something for that one person who means a lot to you. The Clothesline in Piers can help. I invite you to check out our ever-changing selections. We have beautiful things for your home and one-of-a-kind pieces to accent your walls or tables. Still not sure what to get? Gift certificates from the Clothesline are the answer. Let us help you out in choosing that unique gift. Stop in and browse at the Clothesline on Main Street in Piers.
The playoffs have started and the big game is fast approaching. Make sure that you're ready to entertain this year with a new TV from Design Electronics Radio Shack. Hi, this is Steve. Stop in and check out our huge selection of LG Ultra 4K TVs. Their picture is so unbelievable that you'll think that you're watching the game from the sidelines. Plus, we offer delivery and setup so you don't even have to lift a finger. Throw the ultimate football party this year with a new LG Ultra 4K TV from Design Electronics Radio Shack on the east side of...
Premium Concrete, based in Piers, is a small yet resourceful concrete company providing residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. Established in 2011, the concrete company has quickly earned a reputation for timeliness, reliability, and an eye for detail. Co-owners and operators Matt Seppelt and Chris Young work with 20-plus years of combined experience in the concrete industry. Their full-service concrete company provides services ranging from concrete removal to floating slabs and everything in between. As a small concrete company, they're able to more easily monitor quality control throughout all aspects of their business, products used, safety, employees, and customer service. Their small-town basis lends itself to more personalized services, while their numerous years of concrete experience lends itself to time efficiency and the highest level of work. Contact them for your next concrete project. At Premium Concrete, they pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Chris or Matt. Chris's number is 320-292-9635 or Matt's number 320-293-2893.
All right, final score in this duel here in Belgrade tonight. Piers 38, BBE 21. Quick recap of this one. It was a win for Cannon Swanson in overtime over Jake Andres 3-1. Taylor Bentz, then a 4-2 win over Lucas Pop. Then it was I think we're back. Either way, Pioneers win 38-21 tonight. I think I'm on the verge of losing power here, so we'll wrap it up here as the Pioneers will now get ready to host a quad. They'll have Eden Valley, Watkins, Rockford, and Osakis in town on Thursday night. Friday, they head to Cass Lake to wrestle Black Duck Cass Lake Bina. Piers 82-0 over Howard Lake Waverly Winstead, 38-21 over Belgrade Brutinel Rosa. Our next broadcast will come up Thursday night. Girls basketball, Pioneers head to Eden Valley Watkins. So another two wins for the Pioneers tonight. 82-0 over the Lakers, 38-21 over the Jaguars on You Are There Sports.
Thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports. Pierce Pioneer Sports has been brought to you by Marshick Insurance, Radio Shack, your authorized Verizon retailer, RE/MAX Central and Dave Fisher, The Brickyard, Family Medical Center and St. Gabriel's Hospital, AMP Fitness, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating, and the Pierce Fire Department. Pierce Pioneer Sports all season long, also brought to you by Bob's Lumber and Supply, West Buckman Electric, The Insurance Shop, Becker Screen Printing and Design and the Clothesline, Gertz Concrete, Horizon Health, Kinko Drywall, the Mitchell Prisbilla Auction Company, the Red Rooster, Schomer Insurance, and the Pierce School District. Again, thanks for listening to Pierce Pioneer Sports on You Are There Sports.